Psalm 104, 1 and 2 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who coverest Thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain? We read in Genesis 1:3 on the first day of creation week, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. This was before He created the sun on the fourth day, as we're told in Genesis 1:14 and 9 through 19. And a lot of people have trouble with this, which doesn't make any sense to me. Psalm 104:2 says that God covers Himself with light as with a garment. And that certainly isn't the sun. So the idea that God created light and later created the sun is no big deal if you simply believe in God. And many skeptics have a similar difficulty when looking at the known universe. Our universe is massive. There are no words to describe just how massive our universe is. The website space.com tells us in an article dated February 11, 2022 that, quote, in October 2016, deep field images from the Hubble Space Telescope suggested that there are about 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe, or about 10 times more galaxies than previously suggested, according to the journal Nature. In an email with Live Science, the lead author, Christopher Consolis, a professor of astrophysics at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom, said there were about 100 million stars in the average galaxy. So, doing the math, David Kornreich, an assistant professor of Ithaca College in New York State and the founder of the Ask an Astronomer service at Cornell University, used a rough estimate of 10 trillion galaxies in the universe. Quote, multiplying that by the Milky Way's estimated 100 billion stars results in a large number indeed, a 1 with 24 zeros after it. That's 1 septillion in the American numbering system. Folks, we can't even imagine what those numbers mean. And 1 septillion. And the article goes on to say, quote, Kornreich emphasized that number is likely a gross underestimation, as more detailed looks at the universe will show even more galaxies. All I know for certain is that when the Bible says God stretches out the heavens like a curtain, that is what I see when I look at the images and read the data from Hubble and Spitzer and Webb telescopes, in addition to the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the Pioneer and Voyager missions, and numerous other deep space missions provide us. But some look at this vast universe with its estimated 1 septillion stars found in 10 trillion galaxies, and they see nothing but a mass of randomness. They see no purpose in such a massive universe where life is only known to exist on our one little blue planet in our one massive Milky Way galaxy in our local group solar system. But the universe serves as a covering for God, whose throne is in the third heaven beyond our universe, the second heaven. We don't see God when we look up at the sky and into the depths of the second heaven, which we call space or the universe, but we ought to join the psalmist and say, O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. We look up and see the sun, moon, and stars, and billions of stars clustered in what man calls galaxies, filled with planets and moons and comets and all sorts of heavenly bodies and material. But God uses it all as window dressing for His glory in heaven. And as wonderful and as amazing as the cosmos is, we will one day fly beyond it all and reach the source of all that we see, the Creator and Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Don't reject what you know to be true when you see God's glory in the heavens. Romans 1:20 warns us, For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Give God the glory. Look to Him for salvation and be ready for the world to come, which will literally blow this present amazing world away. The universe itself is evidence for God.